After the war, life changed completely for families like the Coventrys. It became impossible to run great country houses, and across Britain, many were demolished or sold off. Croom was no exception. In 1948, the Croom Estate trustees sold the court with 38 acres, including the stables and the walled garden, to the Catholic Archdiocese of Birmingham. For the next 31 years, it was a school called St. Joseph's, which catered for children with special educational needs. I remember visiting it a few times, and on one occasion watching a school play. It had about 140 pupils, and was mainly run by Catholic nuns. Sister Ursula Halpin was one of them, and Sylvia Stanley looked after the boys and their clothes.
The teaching had to be tailored to the needs of the pupils, and there was quite a range from slow learners to those who were much brighter but weren't motivated to work, or because of their behaviour would not or could not work. They ranged from 7 to 13, and at 13 they went to Westford Court.
They were called ESM boys, which was educationally subnormal. They weren't able to be fitted into normal schools. We had them from all over the country, including Ireland and Scotland and Wales. They always came in and were stripped because they came back with all sorts of things like scabies, nits, fleas. So their clothes were stripped off them and they were put through a sluice, what we called, and then they were given their new clean clothes, all nice, and then the others were put ready to be washed. Boiled, in other words, to get rid of all the germs. School provided clothes. We were very, very lucky. Most of them were given to us, but everything was supplied by the school.
I find it hard to imagine what it was like for the boys to find themselves so far away from home, in such grand surroundings. We've heard several descriptions of what it was like to live and work in such splendid rooms. Here are three of the teachers talking about their experiences: Maureen Martin, Graham Bill, and Sister Ursula.
I can remember going in the north door, and the portraits were still hanging in that hall. The big full-length portraits were hanging in the hall. The rooms looked very much probably as they had done before the nuns arrived. And I can remember the library because the door was so unusual. There were books in the door, and when you closed the door, you didn't know the door was there.
My classroom was the old tapestry room where the Gobelin tapestries used to hang. And they had all been taken down, plus the fireplace and the ceiling. And they were reconstructed in the Metropolitan Museum in New York. And Sister Ursula, who went on a tour of America, did actually go and see them. And Sister Eileen was next door, and she taught in the library, where when I started teaching there, the library was intact with all the bookshelves. But those were all sold for a great amount of money while I was there. But in order to get to my classroom, we had to go through the saloon, which was one of the rooms which was still intact.
In the salon, there were two Hamilton ladies, I think, big portraits, lovely ones there were, and two Coventrys, and I think there was a king, King George the Sixth. At one time, I had my classroom off the salon, so the boys and myself, we had to walk on a red carpet, and have all these lovely ladies and gentlemen looking down on us. And you know, they respected them so well. They were just ordinary children, you know, coming from a lot of them, underprivileged backgrounds. And I'm sure it will never leave them, you know. It hasn't me, I loved it.